Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together. Say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm tryna keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm tryna keep shit together. Tryna keep shit together. I'm tryna keep us together. Tryna keep us forever. Tryna keep us together. I'm tryna keep us forever. Keep me when I need somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Together, girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep
to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, Friday, June 3rd, 2022. And once again, we here, and I'm the host, the relationship guru, Mr. F. Love himself. How everybody doing out there tonight? Man, let me tell you something. I love this podcast. Because if I didn't, there's no way I would be able to come on this show and entertain for 2 hours. I literally just got home at about 7 p.m. I was stuck on the turnpike, a tractor trailer jackknife. So I was literally in bumper to bumper traffic, but the kind when it's not moving at all and you at a standstill for about an hour. I would say I was at a standstill, and then about another hour just moving, like I would say maybe two or three feet at a time. So if it was any night, tonight would have been the night when I took off. But I can't do that to my listeners. whether it's 5, 25, 55, or 105. I can't do that. I'm dedicated. I feel obligated. Because like I always say, the people who listen to the show, you could be anywhere tonight doing anything. It's Friday night. It's nice outside. The weather is pretty good. But you're here listening to me. So I want to thank everybody that's on the phone lines, the people that's clicking on the links. I'm a run off at the mouth while I give everybody time to call in. I told a lot of people, I said, just call in and listen to the first 30 minutes of the show. That's all. Just give me the first 30 minutes. So then maybe they thought I was going to say something spectacular or something, but I'm just trying to get people to, you know, come on in and, you know, listen to the show. Enjoy yourself. It's entertainment. It's education. It's knowledge. It's wisdom. It's understanding. When we get to meet and greet each other, when we do it, when we open up the phone lines, and we get to hear different people's opinions, you know, and we get to, you know, we get to debate and, you know, and discuss and conversate. And I mean, like, that's what it's all about to me. And, you know, in the introduction, I always like to talk about what's ever on my mind. But first, I have to have a shot. Everybody know I only drink on Fridays. Once a week. And after today, I definitely need a drink. So then if anybody else need one, cheers. Cheers to you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How many people been on a ever feel like they've been on a spiritual path? Not a religious, but a spiritual path. A spiritual path when you just wanted to change everything around you and everything that might be negative or people around you that's negative. And you just wanted to give yourself a clean slate for about a little over a month now. I've been on this spiritual like movement. Not a couple of weeks, really, since I think January, maybe February. I can't really remember. I did vegan for 21 days, I think in January. Then I did vegan again for 15 days in March. I'm a member of the Planet Fitness. I haven't been lately. I've been doing pull-ups and curls at my house in between breaks from my job. But lately, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I would say, I guess some people call it juicing. I found a GNC in Clifton, New Jersey. Well, it's called Nutrition and Vitamins or something like that. I'll get the correct name. But anyway, I've been going there in the morning and I've been getting a peanut butter surprise. One day I get the peanut butter surprise. That's bananas, almond milk, peanut butter. I can't really remember what else it is. And then the next day I get a green juice. which is kale, spinach, cucumbers, and I believe wheat protein. And I've been doing that. And I was talking to my sister earlier, and I really don't know. I cut off some people from my life, close people. And I really hope they listening, because I'm the kind of person, I always been a real friend. I feel like me personally that I've been more friend to my friends than they've been to me. And I'm not talking about everybody, chosen few. I always been a person that I put my all into a friendship, into an endeavor, a project, or whatever. I always put my all into it. And I always been one to challenge myself. That's why I do vegan sometimes. I did the Dr. Sebi diet. I did a 7-day vegetable and water. I always challenge myself, because in a way, that kept me sharp and that kept me strong. And that's where a lot of people come up short in life, in friendships, in marriages, relationships, whatever. And it stems from, it goes way back. I'll tell you a little story while I'm just giving my introduction before we get into the crazy topics of the day. Everybody know what the topics. If you want to line and you want to make a statement or you want to make a comment, you know you have to press 1. If you're listening on the link, just listen on the link. If you're on the phone lines, I appreciate that too. Everybody know, well, if you don't know, I'll tell you that I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. Now, when you're a Jehovah's Witness, I'm going to call it church, but it's not called church. It's called a meeting. But I'm going to call it church because more people are familiar with when I say church. You go to church like 3 times a week. Okay, when I was a little kid, I loved baseball. That was it for me. And nothing else mattered. Baseball. And I loved Willie Mays. That was my idol. I played organized baseball from 8 years old to 16 years old, my sophomore year in high school. So anyway, played baseball. Every year, we would get once you made the team, you would get a schedule. So when most kids got the schedule, they was looking to see, you know, what day the game was on and who we played this, or we play All Wags on this day. We play FNBA. We play the Braves. We play Rotary or Kiwanis or whoever we going to play, Church of Love, or on what days. But see, me, I had to look at the schedule and see what games fell on church night. Now, don't forget, I had church on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Sunday we didn't play, so I didn't have to worry about that. So as soon as I got the schedule, every year I would have to rush and look at the schedule. We played 12 games, regular season games. So I would have to look at the 12 games, and I would have to see how many of those 12 games fell on a Tuesday or a Thursday. So I'm going to just give it offhand every year, maybe from when I was 8 years old to 12, I say about four games fell on church night. So those four games I knew I couldn't go to. My mother wasn't playing that. Rest in peace. So that in itself was more than a letdown for somebody that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. But that's not why I'm telling the story. I'm telling the story because every time I go to the year when I was 12 years old, that's when I was at my peak. I say my peak in baseball. I was my best. When I was 12 years old, from 8 to 16, my year, the season I played when I was 12 years old, that was my best year. That was most valuable player. I made the traveling all-star team of Patterson, New Jersey. That's at 12 years old. So I get their schedule at 12 years old. I get the schedule. I see how many games. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Let's say it's like four games I'm going to miss. Shit, four games. Okay. By now, I've been with the same team since I was eight. So now that I'm older, I blame the coach. But back, I didn't know at that time like that he should have respected that religion, but he didn't. So I would get my schedule. I would see that maybe four of the baseball games out of 12 fell on church night. So I knew I couldn't go on those four games I was going to miss. Okay, and it's a reason why I'm telling this story. You will get it at the end of the story. So one game came. I'm 12 years old. We on a good team. My team is always good. We good as hell. We battling for playoffs, and the game is falling on a church night. Now I can't go. Now, before I say that, when every year when you trial for a team, the coach that I had, Bill LaSalle, white man, dedicated to the urban city, he's passed away now, a great white man, dedicated his whole life to black youth of Patterson. So every year, it was no favoritism. You had to earn your position, even if you played last year and you was good. When you came the next year, you still had to play good to earn your position because it was other guys that was coming on the team trying out for your same position. So anyway, the night came for the game. I knew I wasn't going to be able to go. I knew my mother was going to make me go to church. I had to go to church. And back then, we didn't have social media, cell phones, and all that stuff like that. So after church, it was like no way to know if we won the game, if we lost the game, what happened. So I would have to wait till the next day until I got to school. So the next day came, you know, I'm going to school. I got two of my friends that's on the same team. I didn't see him till we got to school. So when I get to school, I could tell something is going on. So I don't know what's going on. So I'm 12 years old. I walk up to my friend Louis, Robert. Yo, what happened at the game last night? Did we win? Yeah, we won. Shit, okay then. We good then. Shit, I didn't come. I had to go to church, and we won. But they had a strange look on their face. It was a look that I had never seen before. So I knew something was up. So I asked Louis, who played who played, you know, who played in my position? I played shortstop. Who played in my position? Told me John was a kid on the team that was 11 years old. I was 12. He was 11. He was the next up-and-coming star on the team, but he was bigger than me, and he was stronger than me. But I was better defensively, and I had more speed. So they told me John Dawkins was his name. They said John Dawkins, he played my position while I went to church. Now, not only did John Dawkins hit two home runs, he hit a home run that won the game. So you want to talk about somebody that went from 100 to 0? Not alone did I miss the game because I had to go to church, but now the guy playing in front of this on the bench hits two home runs and one of the home runs to win the game. So you know now I'm screwed, right? So now I got to go to practice because we have practice before our games. I got to go to practice and I got to practice twice as hard to make sure that I could get my starting position back. So I got to practice twice as hard. I got to run twice as faster. I got to hustle. That's how we said back then. Now, practice came, and for that week, I out-hustled John in practices, and I got my starting position back for the next game, which that was really, it was unfair to me, unfair to him. It was really unfair because now we got somebody just sitting on a bench who is good as hell, who could easily play in my position because you know what I said, he's bigger and stronger. But anyway, I got my starting position back. But, you know, but that's how my life went from 8 to 12 years old on that one team. Every time I had to go to church, I had to come back and play twice as hard as everybody, hustle twice as hard as everybody to make sure that I could, you know, get my position. I don't blame my mother now. She was doing what she thought was right. She thought church was more important than baseball. Me, I didn't care about nothing but baseball. My mother used to say, you can't play baseball in heaven. I used to say, all I care about is baseball. I don't give a damn about waiting to play baseball in heaven. So anyway, the moral, let me try to make this story short. The moral of this story is, and I hope that a lot of people is listening out there that I want to listen. The moral of this story is, and it applies to everybody. It applies to relationships, marriages, friendship applies to everybody. It's always a John Dawkins out there waiting to take your place. There's always somebody out there that's bigger, that's stronger, look better than you, built better than you, make more money than you, maybe better looking than you. It's always somebody out there waiting to take your spot. So what am I really saying? If you got a friend and you being more of a friend to him than he being to you, be careful because there's somebody out there just waiting to be a real friend to you. If you're in a relationship and you think you got your husband down pat and you don't have to do the things that you did when you got them, be careful. There's somebody out there just waiting to take your spot. If you're in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the situation to be, it's always a John Dawkins out there waiting to take your spot. And that's real. And excuse me, and that's how I live my life. I live my whole life like that, knowing that it's always somebody out there. So I got to be the best. I got to be the best that I could be, whether I'm writing books or writing movies or doing podcasts, and no matter what I'm doing, I got to be the best, because there's always a John Dawkins sitting in the cut waiting to take your place. And like I said, that applies to friendships, relationships, marriages. It applies to everything in life. Now, that's why I told a lot of people to listen to the first 30 minutes of this show. And the people that I told that to, now you know why I told you that. Be the best friend you could be. Be the best person you could be. Because there's always somebody out there looking to take your place. Never let yourself get emotionally unavailable. Never let yourself get emotionally unavailable. Trust me. You haven't met all the people in your life who are going to love you. So sometimes you might think your love life is over. It's not over. Trust me, you haven't met everybody in your life that's going to love you yet. You're still going to meet more people that's going to love you. Make sure you're able to give the love back. Make sure it's genuine. And remember this story. It's always a John Dawkins sitting out there somewhere. And if you came on the show and you called late, please tomorrow click on the link and listen to the first 30 minutes of this show, or it's going to be on my page, because it's a lesson for the young, the old, men, women. It's a lesson for everybody. It's a life lesson. It's always a John Dawkins. There's always somebody is waiting to take your place. And I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm talking about in whatever you do. There's somebody out there right now that's saying, man, fuck that. I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to be better than Jay Sean podcast. There's somebody out there that's writing movies like I wrote movies, that's saying, I'm going to write movies better than Jay Sean movies. I'm going to write books better than Jay Sean books. There's people out there right now that's saying, yo, whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it better than the next person. And trust me, they're going to try. But they're going to be in for a hell of a fight, because I'm going to be doing the best that I could do to make my podcast the best that it could be. And not just my podcast, my movies or my books or whatever. But I had to tell that story because I told everybody I'm on a spiritual movement, mentally and physically. And I had to cut off three people that was close to me in the last week or two. I had to cut them off because either I wasn't receiving the same I wasn't receiving the same love that I was given, or I just felt like it was too much negative. I felt like it was too much negativity. So I had to cut them loose. And it's more people I got to cut loose. It's not just them three. It's more people I have to cut loose on my journey. On my journey, I got a two-year goal. I got my vision board. I know what I want to do. I know where I want to be, and I got 2 years to do it. Don't let it be a John Dawkins in your life. If you're in a relationship, whatever you did to get the person, make sure you keep doing it because there's always somebody waiting to take your place. If you marry, and most important, if you're a friend, make sure you're giving that person the same love that the person is giving you. Yo, I'm not going to lie. Everybody know me. They know, everybody don't, but most people do, I guess, if they listen to my show by now. And it's no secret. It's a shortage on men. So ladies approach me and hit on me and try to talk to me all the time. But I tell them same ladies to listen to my radio show, and then they tell me, I'm not listening to your show. And they don't even know. They don't even understand. When they tell me they're not going to listen to my show, they don't even know what I'm saying in my mind. And I'm not saying that because you have to listen to my show, but I'm saying that because I'm intelligent enough to know, oh, you want to sleep with me, but you can't support me? You can't call in and listen to my show? You can't click on the link and listen to my show, but you could try to sleep with me? Yeah, okay. Whole ass, small ass, or big ass, whole ass. You get a big, fat, funky zero. And that's real. Okay. That's enough. I went on a roll for 30 minutes. If anybody out there on the line and you want to make a comment, you want to give a shout-out, you want to say anything, you know, you have to press 1. If you're on the link, I want to, you know, thank you for being on the link. We got a hell of a show coming up for you. You know, everybody know the topics. You know what I mean? I try to come up with some of the crazy topics. Some of the topics are sent in. You know, some of the topics I come up with. I'm trying to make sure I don't leave anything out before we go. If you need me to call your phone, you have to text me or inbox me on Facebook. If you can't get through, and I'll call you, because I know the phone is not calling certain people's phones. So I will pause the show and call you, because it means that much to me to have everybody listening that I can. But what's going on out there with you, world? Let me see. Bear with me 1 minute, please. Let me see something. What's going on here? Oh, wow. I got a lot of texts here and inboxes. I'm trying to get through them. Let me see. Somebody saying they loving the show. Okay. Let's see where I'm at here. All right, is everybody ready? Anybody ready? By people ready? I told a lot of people to call in here and talk about these topics today. You know, Is Your Vagina Angry? I thought that was cute. I know people don't really understand. Is your vagina angry? One topic. Another topic is trust. Should you really trust someone? The third topic is about being lonely. If you lonely and why? Because don't get it twisted. You don't have to be in living alone to be lonely. You could be in a relationship and have somebody right next to you and be lonely. And the last one, not least, is a little bit more rated X, but we all adults on this show. And this one is for men. If you ejaculate too fast while you having sex, what do you do next? That's my four topics. I got to do it. I had to give myself a hand clap. I had to give myself a hand clap for that. So we gonna
Yo, it's about that time. Friday night belongs to Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Farchat. Yo, Jay, what's the topic of the day?
That's my little commercial right there. What's the topic of the day? Anybody out there wanna chime in on the topics? Press one. If not, we're going to go to the phone lines and see some of my resident people out here in the world. I've been talking a little bit too much tonight. Okay. Three, two, eight, two. Hear the music. 3282.
Hey, Jay.
Yep.
Hey.
What's up?
Jay, what's up?
You know,
can you hear
Friday
me?
Night. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, bro. No doubt. How you been, man?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Man, just relaxing, brother. Just relaxing. Take it easy. Easy breezy.
Yeah. I had a crazy day, man. I was on a turnpike and stuck in, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic for, like, over an hour. A tractor trailer jackknife.
Why? Oh, yeah? Oh. I know traffic
terrible.
Traffic was at a standstill. It had to be, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Hey, Jay, could you imagine if you ain't got no AC in your car and it's one of them hot, humid days?
I didn't have no AC. It was killing me.
Oh, well, today wasn't really too bad. I'm talking when them 95, feel like 100-degree days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell no.
And it's humid, and you're stuck in traffic, you know, the tractor trailer jackknife, like you said.
Yo, what's going on with the what's going on? How the podcast going?
Oh man, it's coming along nice, man. So far, three shows. In fact, I just got off. We just jumped off Miss Adrian's show because she did a 6 to 8. She got off at like about 7:53, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna jump up here on. I told Leon about it, and I was just telling Adrian. She asked what was the number. I said the old number that we had. So they might be listening. They might come in. But
okay.
Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty good. You know, my show come on tomorrow night, 6 to 8, and you know, I'm gonna announce other people's shows, and then I'm gonna announce your show too on my platform.
You know how we do cross promote.
There you go.
But did you hear me talking about the juicing?
Yeah, the juicing and the place in Clifton you were mentioning.
The what?
The place in Clifton you were talking about,
I've been juicing for like 2 weeks. Like one day I'll do the juice, the next day I'll do the smoothie. But it's like a heavy in the protein.
Yeah, Yeah, that's
well,
good for
you,
man.
I told you I was doing that last week. Remember, I told you I did the smoothie and then I ate something, and you was like, "Why are you eating if you wasn't hungry?"
You wasn't hungry, yeah. You mentioned that last week.
Yeah, so now I don't eat until I get hungry.
Hey, that makes sense. Like I said, I don't eat unless I'm hungry, man. I really didn't eat much. I just juiced today and I had some cashews. Some goji berries, and that was it, man. I really didn't eat much. Oh, some seaweed. I had some seaweed crisps. That's a lot of water, man.
I had a smoothie this morning. They call it a peanut butter surprise.
Yeah.
I think it's almond milk, peanut butter, bananas, and something else. I don't know. I had that, and then I ate some cashews for lunch, and then I had some chickpeas right before this show. And I'm down to 207 from 218.
Telling you, brother, it's all in the diet, Jay. And you know what?
And I haven't even been to the gym.
Yeah, well, it's diet. But imagine when you go to the gym and you stay on that diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you're going to be back to high school weight, Jay.
Nah, I can't get big.
No. Don't say never. You can do it. It's up to you. The mind can achieve what it wants, brother. Anything the mind can believe, it can achieve. You know that.
I really want to get down to about, I want to get under 200. You know,
well,
I used to feel good at 210.
Yeah, you almost there. 207.
Yeah, I'm at 207. Yeah.
Get them 7 pounds.
From 218.
Alcohol, ain't gonna be no problem.
You
went from
you
218
know, I'm
down to 207. I'll tell you what.
I'm only 5'8".
Yeah, I know. You know, I know. Hey, Jay, the more weight you lose, after a while, brother, you may be off them meds, man. I'm telling you. I've seen guys do that, man.
Oh, I mean, I might be off them now. I just don't want to say it because I don't know how many people listening, family, friends, is going to say, why are you not taking that medicine?
No. Well, first of all, Jay, because a lot of people are programmed to think that, first of all, the diabetes is not reversible, and you know what we discuss on the show, and we've had testimonials from people who have actually reversed their diabetes. They no longer have diabetes.
I'm in the process of that.
That's what I'm saying. So put it out there, because you can encourage somebody, like, oh, man, I thought I always had to, you know, stay on these meds, man, for the rest of my life. No, you do not. No.
Yeah, and the only thing that's bad right now, I mean, I take a couple of drinks on Friday night. That's the only thing. Like, I don't drink no other days. I take a couple of drinks on Friday night because, you know, you can't just cut everything off like that.
Well, that's true. But especially if it's your goal to stop drinking altogether,
oh,
that's
yeah,
even more
yeah,
benefit.
It's gonna be my goal. I told you I'm on a spiritual movement.
Yeah. Without the fire water.
hold on, Forrest. Hold on.
All right.
2986, live.
Hi Jay, how you doing? I just realized that
hey.
I forgot to press 1, so you couldn't hear me talking, but I was responding to you. And this is Adrian. I don't know if I said that already.
Hey, what's up, Adrian?
I'm okay, but I feel you because I went from when I started my journey in weight loss,
mm-hmm.
I was, and for a couple of years, because I don't tell everybody this, I was almost 500 pounds, and now a year, in almost 2 years later, I'm down 200 and it's about 230 pounds. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm glad that. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's a big accomplishment.
Well, yeah, and it was hard, and it's rough, and I, you know, I have 8 siblings, and we all decided at the beginning when we saw each other after we haven't seen each other for a couple of years, and then all of us looked at each other, look at you. You're fat too. Look at me. And so we decided that we were going to go into this competition, and all of us will go into weight loss. And I said, I'm doing it naturally. One was a weight did Weight Watchers. One joined some weight loss program that she paid a ridiculous amount for them to give her pellets to eat, you know. And so, and my brother, he was just starting. He had a kidney replacement, so he was on a diet from a doctor. So we said, okay, we're going to challenge. Okay, but in 6 months, we're going. You know, we're on an honor system. Who lost the most weight? After about 3 months, I'm calling the other two. How are you doing? Please forget that. And my other sister said, ain't nothing wrong with being fat. You know, I live in Rochester. They're making all kinds of excuses. So long story short, man. We put $50 in a piece. And long story short, but I got the prize money. And it's just a journey. I couldn't stop. I have to keep going, you know, working out and eating differently. I'm still, like I keep telling Forrest, I'm still working on my eating differently.
You know
but,
what?
Yeah.
I think maybe last year, was it? Maybe a year or two, I got into a weight. I was in a weight contest, too. It was me and about 8 or 9 ladies, and I won. I lost the most weight in 1 month. And they was mad because they said after it was over and I won all the money, they said that a man could lose weight faster than a woman.
Right.
So
right. It is. It's easier for a man to lose weight.
Yeah, they told me I couldn't do it anymore.
All those weight loss programs I've watched, you know, like The Biggest Loser, you ever watch that show? All of that, they had men separate from the women because they said it's easier for men to lose weight.
Yeah, I kicked their butt. But Adrian, look, I don't want to get off topic, but since I got you here on the line, I want to ask you something. I want to ask you about trust.
Trust?
Do you trust people?
Anyone? Not generally. I mean, individuals, yet maybe. No, let me take that back. I'm not a very trusting person. Because of my history. People I've trusted in my life, they let me down. You know.
You sound like me. That's why when I tell people I don't believe in love, they be like, oh, wow. I'll be like, because everybody who ever told me they loved me hurt me.
I believe in love. I think I'll always believe in love because love is a godsend. It's not about me. But in terms of trust, I find it hard to put myself in somebody else's hand. You know, I'm like, I'll take care of it. You know, they're like, trust me now. I know me, and I know I'm going to be dedicated to me. You know, so I'm not going to put my trust
in
your hand.
And you know that's a big thing. And you know that's a big thing in relationships because I had a guy tell me one time when I told him, a friend of mine, I said, I never trust another woman. And he said, Jay, you're going to have a miserable life.
Yeah.
And
that's a big jump. That's a big jump to say you'll never trust a woman because you don't know what God has in store for you.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Oh, so you will trust a man again?
I'll trust a person again if I'm in a relationship and I feel comfortable. You know, I'm a crisis person. I assess.
You what?
I assess. I'm a crisis person. That's what I've done all my life. So I assess. I don't. You know, I see these females that fall in love because he's so cute, and you don't know nothing about him. See, I investigate even before I lost my sight. I investigate. Okay, who are you? Okay, what your mama do? Where your mama live? What kind of relationship you have with your parents? No, seriously,
that's
somebody
real.
Told my brother, you know, you can't go out call with Adrian because she got to interview you. I do. You know, I do.
No, that's a good point. You know what I always thought? I always said this, that I had got the first. I've been married twice married, twice divorced. But the first time I got married, I was 20 years old, and it was like off and on for like 10 years. But I had that's when I was in my 20s, and I had found out about, you know, people in other countries like India and all that. That before they get married, their parents got to sit down with their parents, and it sound kind of what's the word for that? It sound kind of old-fashioned or out of date. But the more you think about it, it's sort of like what you saying with an interview. You know, you interviewing somebody to find out as much as you can find out about them. Like you said, where they mama lives, who their cousin is, or what, you know, whatever, something like that. And
right.
Sometimes that's beneficial.
And these days, people don't do that. I don't need to meet his parents. I just want to, it's between me and him. It ain't got nothing to do with the parents. All right. And when things are not going well, you want to talk to the parents about it. You didn't want to talk to him beforehand.
So you single? You single now?
Yes, unfortunately.
You looking for love?
I'm hoping in all the right places. But
so
I believe that it's gonna come to me. I'm not going out seeking, you know.
I don't know if you heard what I said earlier in the show. I said, trust me, I want everybody, all my listeners, to know you haven't met everybody in your life yet that's going to love you. It's still somebody out there that's going to love you.
I believe that wholeheartedly. But
you haven't met
everybody. You got to add to that. You're not going to find that person. The person's going to find you.
That.
I believe that's just what I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
The person's going to find you. So
I believe that.
Yeah. So
I definitely do.
So you,
so
put yourself in
are
place.
Are you lonely, Adrian?
Oh no. I'm not going to say never, but I'm not in general. I keep busy. You know, I keep myself busy. And I interact. And the thing with the COVID is, you know, I couldn't interact like I want to. I'm on the phone, so I'm not meeting people. So hopefully I can get back into that. Because I don't do dating lines or nothing like that. I want to meet you face to face.
Oh, nah, forget about them online dating lines. Forget about that. That's, I mean, I have heard success stories, but I heard more horror stories than success stories.
Yeah, and the success stories, most of them are not long-lived. So
exactly.
I'm just an old person, you know.
But you do believe in love.
Oh, definitely. I have to.
But you know I don't believe in love.
You have to. I'm telling you, you have to. That's
I don't
know. Because it's still out there. It may not be how we want it, but it's still out there.
Real love.
Real love.
I sure hope so.
How old are you?
I'm 58.
Oh, okay. You're a youngin'.
Hey, Forrest, you heard that? Forrest. Oh, he must be busy right now.
Yeah, I'll make it shake.
Oh, because I never really say my age on the radio. I just, you caught me out there. I said it before I thought. I'll be trying to. So far, so it'd be saying, man, don't hide that. Hold on, Adrian, all right? Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
11:78. We live.
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Leon?
What's happening, brother? I think maybe.
Wait a minute. Somebody got some music in the background.
Hold on. Yeah, it's my phone ringing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it won't pick up.
Sanford and Son.
I think, brother, you said, I want to comment on a couple things you said, brother. So I want to go back. I want to go back to the beginning when you was telling the story. Because I played baseball too, brother. And I was a shortstop, and I got golden gloves for shortstop.
All
right. That's how good I was. I got golden gloves for shortstop, right? Now
that was my position.
Right. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. That was my position.
All right.
And it took a heck of a person that wanted to play shortstop. People don't know what involved becoming straight after being a shortstop. But weren't you him? Wasn't somebody there before you and you took his spot?
You said what?
Wasn't you before when you came to play baseball, wasn't somebody there before you and didn't you take that person's spot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I forgot the gentleman's name he called. And like you said, there's always somebody lurking, you know what I'm saying? So in order to be a friend, in order to have friends, I learned you gotta be a friend. You know what I mean? And one of the things I say is that, is it possible, and this is, I'm saying this about trust and love, is it possible to know everything there is to know about somebody and still be blind to who they really are?
You got a headset on or a speaker or something?
I don't know. Not me, brother.
Oh, okay.
That's not me.
You said that, like I said earlier about my man who was waiting to take my spot, you saying that I was waiting to take somebody else's spot?
Yes, sir, brother. You used that person first.
Yeah, you right.
Use that person first. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
When it comes to love, brother, it's like I was saying that. Is it possible to know everything there is to know about somebody and still be blind to who they really are? And you said that you don't believe in love, right?
Right.
I'm listening to you and Adrian, and I think that there was a connection that could have been going on right there because I believe she's a good person, and I know you're a good brother. I'm not saying that there's a connection, but anybody who goes on those date sites, whatever they call, anything that starts off wrong, it will never end up right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So, you see what I'm saying? So, I hope the listeners understand what I'm saying when I say that, you know, but I believe Adrian, you know, I don't believe that, like Adrian said, because I've been hurt also too, you know, multiple times. And so, but I still believe in love. You see what I'm saying? We just have to take our time a little bit better. You see what I'm saying? And I don't believe Adrian's the type of person that would somebody around in that way. I think that she's been done wrong, just like I've been done wrong, just like maybe you've been done wrong. You see what I'm saying? To make you feel that way. But it is always somebody out there for us, you know, and we can't be looking in the wrong places. And the other thing,
right,
I want to share with you, brother, the other thing I want to share
give me,
with
let me let me intercede for a minute, Leon.
Yeah.
I just want to put this tidbit in. Loving, if you're looking for love, the first person who you have to learn to love is yourself.
Yes, it's yourself.
And then you're open to loving other people. If you don't love yourself, it's hard for you to love or trust somebody else.
Well, I'm not going to put my age out there.
put that in your cap.
I ain't gonna put my age out there right now, but I'm just starting to learn a little bit. I never look before. I always put other people before me. You know what I mean?
Yep, me too.
So I think that's what gets us hurt, always putting other people before we put ourselves. And I'm just starting to learn to love myself now. And what I want to share with you, Jay, my brother, is this. The road that you're traveling on now is the right road. But I want to say this to you, and I know nobody's going to say this to you, but I'm going to say this to you. When you have those issues that you said, like sugar diabetes, whatever case is, you can't stop just taking those medicines like that. That's going to hurt you more than it's going to help you. But you can start weaning yourself off of them to do what you got to do. And the more weight you lose, that's going to happen. And sugar diabetes, brother, don't come from sugar. Sugar diabetes comes from eating meat. People don't understand this, and they don't know that because people don't research. Sugar diabetes comes from eating meat.
Yeah, from high cholesterol.
Yes. So, and the other thing I want to share with you too, my brother, is this. Those couple drinks that you be having, stop. Because when that hits your system, it turns to sugar, brother. The alcohol turns to sugar. Bread turns to sugar. You understand what I'm saying? So we just got to be careful. And when you're juicing, you're right, brother. You have to be careful when you're juicing also, brother, because you can be getting too much of the healthy stuff. So you have to just juice for your illness. So.
Okay. What you said, the juicing?
Yeah, you have to be careful because when you're juicing, sometimes you can be getting too much of the nutrients. Because I heard you say something about the peanut butter, the bananas. You see what I'm saying? You just have to watch the calcium. You have to watch it.
Okay.
All right. So listen, I'm going to have to go right now because I'm being summoned. So I just wanted to say that to you, brother. And check us on out, Jay. Don't be scared to come on over and check us out on our thing, on our podcast, brother. You'd be welcome to help because
we do that.
Yeah, but we are. I just want you to know we do be sending shout outs to you, brother, regardless. In fact, tell people you're still on and still coming over there. So it ain't like, you know, we didn't split up and we ain't together. No, brother. We always still hollering you out.
Yeah, you know me and Forrest, we always gonna promote each other.
Yes, sir, brother. And I'll be tuning in, brother.
I appreciate that from the heart.
Yes, sir.
Be safe. Enjoy your weekend.
I am, y'all. Don't right. take Adrian off your list, brother. I think she's a good person, y'all.
Hey, Leon.
That could be
a love connection, Leon, brother.
Huh?
You looking for love?
No, brother. Uh-uh.
Hey, Leon got a wife, right?
I don't have to. Yeah, but that's coming to the end.
What? Wait a minute.
Okay, do we want to open that door right now? I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Yeah. No, we get ready to separate, man. That's just the way it is. Ain't no in between. You see what I'm saying?
Sorry to hear that.
Nah, brother, don't be. It's okay. I don't hold no malice in my heart towards nothing. You know what I mean? Everybody has to take a role in their place in whatever we do. So I take my responsibility just like they got to take theirs. And a lot of people don't want to take responsibility or accountability for their actions and what's going wrong or what went wrong. Me, I do. You know, but I know I'm
you
not going
to
continue.
I was married 8 years when y'all.
Yeah, I'm not going to continue to give and not receive back because I deserve better than that.
Right.
But I think that,
I have,
you know. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. What you say?
No, I was saying that when you was asking Adrian that, I think that, you know, I think she's a good person. I think people like me and her, we just always think about other people before we think about ourselves. People like us, people that have heart, people that care about other people, people like yourself. But at the same time, You always got to remember, Jay, you know, we got to take accountability and responsibility for what we do, because we never know what we make somebody else feel by what we say or how we say it to them. So sometimes they're going to express it. They just go ahead and start doing this.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I've been, you know, I was like, I was married for 8 years, and then 5 years ago I had a divorce. But I take some of the responsibility into it. But what if you put everything you could put into a relationship and it still don't work? Then if the person decides that, like, you ain't what they want, then you can leave, like, with a clean slate without malice in your heart and all that, because
that's
you
right.
know you did the best you could do. As long as you did the best you could do, then you all right.
I tell you what, though, I still believe in love.
Nah, I don't.
What'd you say, Leon?
I said I still believe in love.
Yeah, you can't give up on love.
I give y'all credit. Yeah, I really do. I really give you credit for that. So no matter how many times that love hurt you, or no matter how many times that love might go wrong, it seemed like people still believe in love. So I mean, so that just let me know that love is powerful.
Right. And love is not of the earth, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
What it taught me was, I know what I give, and I know if I get a person that's gonna give me back the same thing that I give y'all, man, that's gonna be powerful, y'all.
Powerful.
Yeah,
that's powerful.
I feel the same way.
I hope everybody finds love.
Mm. Well, we all have love within us.
I can tell you what.
We all have love within us.
I ain't going to the strip
club. Who is that?
Clubs. I ain't going to the bars.
Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn. Hey there.
Hey, Jay, you got half my team up here. I told him to tune in, man.
Hey, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You see, I'm tiptoeing, right? I ain't getting out of line. I'm tiptoeing.
No, you're never out of line, brother. You always speak your piece, and it's respected, man. You come a long way.
You know,
hey, Jay, 10 years ago when we were doing parties, and we said, vegan, you must be crazy. I'm going to get this chicken sandwich, man.
Yeah, we came a long way.
Hey, Jay, I want to ask you one question before you go back to the panel. Have you ever heard of Filberts?
Of what?
It's a food called Filberts.
Filbert. No, Filbert, I haven't.
Yeah. Yep. Ask Carol what that is, because she just taught me something.
Carolyn?
Filberts are hazelnuts. That's another name for hazelnuts. Filbert.
No, okay.
Oh, hazelnuts.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta try it. But Leon just told me. Leon just said you gotta be careful when you juicing, Forrest.
What you mean?
I mean, he said with the sugar, I guess.
Well, that's no, he's right. He's right about that. If you you juice a lot of sugar rich. A lot of people mix fruits and vegetables. I don't do that. When I juice my vegetables, and they say the only fruit that's compatible with a vegetable when you juice is an apple, because of the quercetin. But he's right. Now, the only time I blend some greens in with a banana and some blueberries and to make my smoothie, but I ain't had no bad effect. And I go to the doctor to get checked. My glucose levels are good. You got to get it checked, though.
Yeah.
You know? But Leon got a point. And then also, Rashad said, when it came to juices, that you should drink a little bit, quite a bit of water for your juice, and a little bit after you juice to smooth things out with that water, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, there's a good benefit. There's a benefit because it's full of enzymes, and body needs the enzymes, you know?
All I know, I've been juicing and taking smoothies and eating like one meal a day, and I've been feeling good. My weight been going down.
That's good.
My mind been clear. And other than having a couple of shots of liquor Friday, I've been doing pretty good.
Just remember, when you put alcohol in your system, my brother, it turns to sugar.
Yeah, I know.
Is there an occasion that happens on a weekend that, you know, that you drink? Because a lot of times drinking is connected to an occasion or something. Is
my
you always
podcast.
Out with your boys?
My podcast.
Oh, you need to change that. Whatever the hook is that's getting you to drink, you know.
Nah, I just like on Fridays, even if I wasn't doing a podcast, like I always been a person like on a weekend, I just take a couple of shots, you know. I don't get abbreviated or nothing like that. I just, you know, take a couple of shots.
I'll say it to you, brother. If you do that, if you continue to do that, just what I'm going to say. After you take the last one, drink a bottle of water, if not two bottles of water.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah, drinking the alcohol dehydrates you, brother. A lot of people don't know that or they don't care about it, but it dehydrates you.
Yeah, it does.
And why it's dehydrating? It's turning into sugar, so drink the water.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
Hey, Jay. You ever notice that a person that really drinks a lot looks like they do look dehydrated? Their skin looks like it's all sucked in and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I seen a friend of mine last week, Forrest, right? He's 10 years younger than me. I haven't seen him in a while, and he looked dehydrated. He told me that he drank so much that he on a dialysis machine. His liver's in shock. He got heart trouble, and he only 48 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, he really messed himself up. That's why I told you other than a couple of drinks I had, I really feel like I'm on my way to, you know, something good. My weight is coming down. My blood pressure is good. I haven't took my sugar, but I want to be able to go to the doctor and let him take my sugar and make him think I've been taking the medicine when I haven't and seeing what my levels are.
What's your results on?
I got a 2-year plan.
What's the plan?
You know, my two-year plan is to be healthy, meat-free from eating meat animals, relocate, and making a living off of something that I love to do. You know, that's what it's about.
Yeah, you know Patterson gonna miss you, man.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Jay. Are you taking pills or are you on insulin? Which one?
No, pills.
Okay, this is what I want you to pay attention to, brother, because I hear what you're trying to do, and I applaud you for trying to do that, but like I was trying to tell you, instead of just doing it cold turkey, you should have just tried to wean yourself. But I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you this. If you constantly got headaches, it's too high. If you feel funny, if your tongue feels funny, or you feel lightheaded, it's too low. So just be mindful to look out for those symptoms and doing what you're doing.
You said if your tongue feels funny, your sugar is
your
too low?
Yeah, your tongue. If your tongue feels kind of funny or you feel kind of lightheaded, your tongue may not feel like it. You may feel lightheaded. It means it's too low. It's going too low.
And
you
gotta how do you feel when it's too high?
You got headaches. You get headaches. You want bad headaches?
And you talk. You sit down and you fall asleep. As soon as
As soon as you eat, you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, not.
That's what
I mean,
that means. That means your diabetes is what?
High.
Oh, okay.
Out of control.
But you'll know before that, I think, because you'll get them headaches first. Them headaches come, like, immediately. Bad headaches will come immediately.
And if you're doing a cleansing diet, you really don't want to take any shots. You really don't. That defeats the cleansing diet.
It's a process. And walk, Jack. You want to do something? Walk. All you got to do is walk, my brother. I'm telling you right now, brother. If you walk, brother, man, that's everything.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm in pretty good shape, to be honest with you. I mean, I could be honest. I'm not going to lie and say, like, I had a couple of shots or whatever. But other than that, I work out almost every day. I do pull-ups and curls. When I'm going to Planet Fitness, I get on the treadmill. I'm in pretty good shape to be the age I'm at. I just got a couple of more things I got to iron out, you know. But I'm in pretty good shape, and I go to the doctor all the time. So I'm not a person who don't go.
Walk, brother. And I ain't talking about on the chair, man. I'm talking about outside in the sun, yo. Walk.
Yeah. I get on the treadmill or I go to the park.
Nah. You walk outside, yo, in that sunlight, yo.
That vitamin D.
Yeah, brother.
Yo, I really appreciate the phone call. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna hit y'all with the Radio X topics or the crazy topics, because I take it easy on you. I appreciate you calling here. You know, I'm gonna tune in to check out your show, and I'm also gonna promote y'all. Well, me and Forrest, we promote each other. We've been friends like 30 years. We go back to the good old days, right, Forrest?
Don't worry, brother. He's good old days. You, brother.
The good old days. But look, y'all can hold on and stay tuned for the show. I appreciate it. But look, let me see who else on the phone lines real quick.
All right, brother. I got to go. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go too.
All right, I'll see y'all later.
All right. All
right. Thank you for calling in.
Don't worry, I'm going to tune in again.
Stay on that diet, Adrian.
Oh, I don't diet. I don't diet. The mindset was from the beginning. A diet is temporary. I changed my eating habits.
Okay.
That's long term.
There you go.
Where are you trying to get to? How much more are you trying to lose?
I'm thinking about maybe 20.
That's it? Just 20 more?
Yeah.
So you went from 500 to what?
I'm at 198 now.
Dang. That's good.
But I'm trying to stay in proportion, you know.
You went from 500 pounds to 100 and something pounds?
Yeah.
Well, okay, to be honest, that's a guess. My scale is not working. So last time I weighed myself was last week, and I was at 200. So I'm giving myself a couple of pounds.
You lost 300 pounds.
You know, don't make it a diet, Jay. If you think in terms of
a
life.
Are you a vegan? Are you a vegan?
No. No,
you
I'm not a vegan.
Just watch what you eat.
I just watch what I eat, and I'm training myself. You know, I'm thinking I might get there one day, but I'm just training myself.
What night you got on? What night is your podcast on, Forrest?
It was tonight.
Oh, so it's next. It's next Friday.
Yeah, I got on here right after I got off the podcast.
Okay, I got to tune in next week, definitely.
Definitely. All right, but I'm going to get off.
I'm going to get something to eat. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for calling in.
All right. All right, Jay.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, 3058. You with me?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I tell you one thing. Kudos to that losing all that weight. Excellent job. Excellent.
Losing all that weight, right?
Yeah, because you know I'm a big girl, and for her to lose that much weight, that's a lot of work.
300 pounds. I meant to ask her how long it took.
Mentally and physically. Excellent job.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. Different day, same shit.
Yeah, my show went all over the place tonight.
I see. Well, you know I've been listening.
Yeah, we went all over the place, but you know that's the beauty of it, because you reach so many people, and knowledge is infinite. You know what I mean? So it might have been somebody who wanted to hear her weight loss story. It might have been somebody who wanted to hear Leon's preservations, you know. So it's a good thing. It really is. I didn't even think I was gonna be able to do this show tonight after I was stuck on the highway for so long. I didn't really think so.
Now you said it was a tractor trailer. I got to reach my son and make sure it wasn't my son.
Oh yeah, for real.
Yeah, because I know he travels every day to Maryland.
Oh, yeah, it was a tractor trailer jackknifed on the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when I started this show. No, not when I started the show. When I come on, a lot of times I come on, I put up topics, and then sometimes I don't even touch them. Like, I know everybody probably was, like, saying, what do he mean, why is your vagina angry? Like, people were like, what you mean? Why is your vagina angry? But what I meant by why is your vagina angry is I meant, inside, what's inside of you, relationships, the food you eat, the environment you put yourself in, the situations you put yourself in. That's why I said, why is your vagina angry? If you've been in abusive relationships, worthless relationships, harmful relationships, then your vagina is angry. Now, next week, I might ask somebody, if your vagina could talk, what do you think it would say to you? You know, I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place with my podcast, but I'm just here. We just have a lot of fun, and we try to talk about topics that's you know more at hand. And I try to bring awareness to a lot of different situations, and I try to talk about relationships a lot because I like to say I'm a relationship guru. I like to talk about because you know really like more than likely, a lot of men out here that want to get married, because I know you single, but it's a lot of men out here that want to get married. Really, it's more men that want to get married than women do. But, like, the women just don't know that. And a lot, like I said earlier, it's everybody for somebody. And I try to tell people, in life, you got to run your own race. You got to pray. You got to pray for the mate that you want. And you got to know that nobody is perfect. Not even you. Not even me. But most importantly, you got to run. You have to run. You got to run your own race. Life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And marriage is what you make it. I know you what's the right word for this? You happily single?
Yes.
Is that the right word? Huh?
Oh yeah, that's the right word.
You happily single.
Yeah. That's right. So you know I've been married, and now I'm widowed, and so I'm okay.
One time?
Well, that was my second marriage. I won't do it again.
Oh, you was married twice?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was my second.
And you said you won't do it again?
No way, no how.
Well, why not?
I'm too old now. Too old. I don't want the aggravation. I don't want to cook for nobody. I don't want to wash clothes for nobody. I like it just the way it is.
You don't want to cook?
I don't want to cook. I do wash and fold service.
You do what?
I'm okay. Wash and fold. Let somebody else wash and fold it for me. I don't do that. I did enough of that when I was younger. If I knew that when I was younger, I wouldn't have been doing it.
And how old are you now?
62. 62. Like I said, two
pieces
on. Whatever floats your boat, go for it.
That's a good age.
Yeah, I guess.
You in the third quarter of your life. The first quarter
like
is 0 to 25. The second quarter is 25 to 50. The third quarter is 50 to 75. And the fourth quarter is 75 to 100. So you in the third quarter. I'm in the third quarter.
Third quarter, ain't that something?
Yeah, you in the third quarter, 50 to 75. You got a lot of life to live.
Oh, one day at a time, one day at a time.
Yeah, one day at a time. That's all you can hope for. I was just thinking about something. How many people that really, like, come on my show and say that they believe in love. But, you know, the crazy thing is everybody, the people that tell me they believe in love, they all single.
Maybe
they
have
all believe in love.
I believe in it, but I'm not ready for a relationship again. I don't have a relationship. That part is over. I can love you,
no,
but that's it.
I mean, but that probably would be enough.
That's enough for me.
So you do see love in the future?
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't see it. It can happen, but I don't see it.
Wow.
I don't go nothing. I don't do anything anymore. I don't go out anymore. I don't even go to the store. I'm a online shopper. Ever since I caught that COVID, I don't like I used to. No way.
Well, you know what, then? Your vagina is angry.
No, let me tell you something. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Your vagina is angry. You got an angry vagina.
No. Me and my husband, we were some bingo freaks. Bingo was our thing. We were, the heck with sex, we go to bingo.
Bingo?
But that was it. Bingo was our thing. And I can honestly say, I haven't had, me and him haven't did anything since 2009. And
you
I was okay with it.
You haven't had sex since 2009?
2009.
Wow.
When we got up in the morning and got dressed and bathed and everything, we were preparing to go to bingo.
2009.
And it's crazy. I don't miss it.
You got an angry vagina.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Your vagina is angry.
No, it's probably dead. It's not angry.
I want to ask you, I'm waiting till next week, but you making me want to bring out next week's topic tonight. If your vagina could talk, what would it say? That's next week, but damn it, I don't know. If your vagina could talk, what would you say?
Oh, that's a good, okay, only one who really like simulate me with my husband, bring my husband back. 2009. Oh, yeah.
Now, that's real.
You know it's some good love when you make good love and it got you crying like a crazy person. That's what you call making some great love.
When it make you cry?
Oh, my husband was the best.
I don't know if I ever made anybody cry. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I can't. I think maybe. I'm not sure.
Cried and trembled.
Huh?
I say cried and trembled and everything.
Cried. Hey, Forrest, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Man, you hear this lady on the line says she haven't had sex since 2009.
Well, yeah, the reason why I would say she doesn't miss it is because she's been inactive for a while, and after a while, I guess, like B.B. King saying, the thrill is gone.
Yeah.
The thrill is gone.
I mean,
that was
exactly.
A good, yeah.
As long as she lives, it's in her, but she has to, like, and I'm sure she would agree, she's got to get with the right guy, and you can bring it back out, you know, if it's the right man. Because as long as she lives and blood is pumping through her body and it's just a 1 degree of sensitivity and love, then it can happen. It can happen to anybody.
Yo, my mother used to say, my mother used to say a lady always to have that feeling. It don't matter the age.
I agree.
But look, hey, Forrest, look.
You the
only guy that's on here. It's a lot of people on the phone lines, but they not pressing one. So I gotta ask you my last topic.
Yes, sir.
The last topic was, and I know people out there waiting for me to ask this, and it's okay that you don't want to press one. I had even people text me their answers, inbox me their answers. I say, call the show and tell me your answers, but I don't know what they're afraid of. It's an adult podcast. But anyway, if you was having sexual intercourse, right, and you ejaculated prematurely too fast, what do you do next?
Hope she don't tell you to get the hell out.
What?
That must be for the male.
I said,
what?
Hope that she don't tell you to get dressed and get the hell out. Give you a second chance. Hey, James, it's funny you say that because my cousin told me one time he got with a girl. And he said she was so good that he prematurely ejaculated. She jumped up, told him to get dressed and get the hell out the house.
She told him to get the hell out.
Get me out? Yeah, because he said, cuz, I ain't going to lie, I did premature, but she looked so damn good, I just couldn't hold it in. You know, she didn't give me a second chance. I said, well, I mean, different temperaments. You know, but in that situation, she told him, get the hell out of the house.
Wow.
But, you know, if a woman really cares about a man, right, and it could, like take, for instance, Jay, unless guys have been, you know, when they're incarcerated, and that would be a good subject for the brother that did some time that has a show, you know, if he wants to discuss that. But a lot of brothers that maybe have been incarcerated, unless they're practicing in the shower, you know what I mean, with the soap, you know, then when they get out and they get with a woman, they might be premature. But I've known certain people to tell me stories, Jay, that, hey, I know he was incarcerated. You know, I knew he was going to, you know, premature. But I stuck by him. I put money on his books. I loved the man for 3-4 years before he got out. And then eventually it smoothed out because then he got used to the woman. You know what I'm saying? By being out.
Yeah, but the question was, what would you do?
What would I do if I did? Well, that's a good question.
What would you do if you premature? If you you know, ejaculated too fast?
I try to buy some time. You know, in my younger years, I would buy some time and say, "Wait a minute, I'm not finished." I know I'm lying my ass off because I came. And then the woman, this is, hey, Jay, this happened to me before. A woman said, you came, didn't you? No, I just, well, hold up for 1 second. I went in the bathroom. I'd be like, oh, man, come on, get up, you know? But you know what, hey, Jay, you don't have that problem when you get a little older if you really enjoy the pleasure of women because you learn how to master that and you get into the art of lovemaking. To a woman, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're younger, you know how it is, Jay. You want to, you know, climb on the horsey and take the ride. You know, you don't do that now no more, you know? That's why you see a lot of younger ladies with older guys. So I've been told, because they know how to treat the ladies. They know how not to you know, just try to jump on and jump off, you know. And women are meant to be, if they're nurturers by nature, they like to be nurtured also by the man. So you got to learn how to, you know, finesse it, you know.
He is so, definitely right.
Thank
so
you,
ma'am. But he just said he would buy some time.
I did that in my I did that in my early years, man. You know, you don't think about that when you're young, man. You're 20, early 20s or whatever, you know. But then some guys do. People are different, you know. And then you try. That's happened to me before, you know. Came too soon, you know. The young lady was looking good and everything, and I'm like, no, wait a minute. I go in the bathroom, I wash off, I say, please, come on up. But because I'm younger and the testosterone is higher than it is now when you get older, it did come back up again. And luckily, I just saved the day for myself.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah. See, you can't do that now. When you're older, you got to learn how to really gratify a woman. If you don't, brother, you're going to be having plenty of lonely nights. You won't get a return trip with that lady. Unless I say she just Google Gaga over you, you know, and she don't mind hanging in there with you to see if she can get that night where you can last maybe longer than 2 minutes. I don't have that problem, brother, and I'm 65.
I tell you though, I'm being 100% honest. That really hasn't happened to me too many times, where I just you know start having sex and I'd be like oh no, damn, I'm sorry. Like I maybe could count that on one hand. I always been a person that I always had what they call that dick control, I guess.
Yeah, that's what they call it, yeah. Remember that record, Jay? Hey, Jay, remember that record?
Which one?
In the club back in the 90s, Gotta Have DC. You remember they said, me remember that, Gotta Have Duke Joe.
Oh, yeah,
gotta have,
yeah,
they used to play that in the club, in the strip clubs, remember?
Yeah, definitely.
But, Jay, yep. You know what? I don't know, I can't speak for you, but I'm at the stage now. Remember in Harlem Nights, and Richard Pryor had his girlfriend in the bed, and she said, baby, we're going to make love all night long. Richard Pryor said, I tell you what, we're going to do, how about this? How about 60 good minutes of some love, hard love making, and 8 hours of good sleep? Hey, Jay, I ain't scared to admit that's where I'm at, brother, because you ain't going to wear me out.
Well, you there? What you say? Say that again.
Richard Pryor, hey, y'all, you get the clip. Richard Pryor had his girl, because he had a younger girl. Remember him, Eddie Murphy, Red Fox was in Harlem Nights. And the girl, he had his girlfriend. She was younger than him. And she said, baby, we're going to make love all night long real good. Richard Pryor said, well, listen, honey, how about some 60 minutes of some hard sex, some good loving for 60 minutes and 8 hours of some good deep sleep. I ain't gonna lie, brother, that's where I'm at, man. That's where I'm at. Because I've been blessed by the Most High. Hey, Jay, we both been blessed, all right? Because I've been knowing you for 30 years, all right? We have had, what the Whisper's saying, Whisper's got a song called I've Had Love of Lovers All of My Life. And that's true. We've been there and done that, man. I got nephews, man. I told him, I said, here, take this. He said, what? You ain't got nothing in your hand. I said, I'm passing the baton on to you, Neff. You know? And I had my day, man. The 70s, the 80s. Those are some good decades, man. You know? We had our
fun,
man.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. Now, if I'm with the lady that's listening on the other end, that could be my buddy right there. And when she feel like, we get a little testy with each other, I'm gonna be like, baby, all right, I'll give you a good hour. You know, and I'm sure she would appreciate it because she's a woman that ain't trying to hang from the chandelier like she was when she was in her 20s and 30s, I think. I don't know. Because if she do, I'm going to be like, okay, baby, I'll give you 60 minutes and let the young boy give you them 2-3 hours you're looking for. All right? And I ain't going to be mad at you. Huh?
60 minutes. That's too long.
Oh, damn. I'm over the top with the lady. I thought 60 minutes be cool with her, you know? No way. I'll be easy. I'll be what's that record by Kevin Kane? I'll be gentle.
I'll be gentle.
Yeah.
and
listen, hey, Jay, for the young people listening that don't want to punch in, okay, trust me, keep living, you're going to get here too. Because when I was younger, my uncles were telling me the same thing, and guess what? They was right. Okay, and it's going to happen to you too. So for y'all snickering out there, the OGs, that's right, you're going to be an OG. Keep living. You're going to be an OG soon too.
Hey, Forrest, you know what I say?
What's that?
I say I could barely take care of one. I can't. I ain't no use even me trying to take care of two and three and four. Vagina,
no, man.
You know.
No, sir. No, sir. That,
no,
like I said, I
could barely take care of one.
I tell my nephews, go for it. Go for it. It's your time now. You know what I'm saying? But just be smart, you know?
Yeah, that's all you could do.
And Jay, we had them days where we had you know, we'd have had our little menage a trois, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. I was telling somebody today I don't got no more fantasies.
No, me neither. I done lived them all. Been doing them all.
I lived them all.
Yep. And in our business, you know, that was never a problem, brother. The only thing you gotta do is go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You down, baby? You down, baby?
Yep.
That's how it was.
Had your pick of who you wanted at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did that, man.
If I told my man yesterday, I said, listen, if I had to die tomorrow and they put me in the casket, I have a great big smile on my Kool-Aid smile on my face. Kool-Aid smile, Jay. We done did it. You'd be surprised how a lot of guys, Jay, how many guys have said to you, you did that, man? Always wanted to do that. That was my fantasy, man. And they right around our age. A lot of guys want to experience stuff. I tell you, one thing you gotta do is open your mouth, man. You'd be surprised what you might find.
Man, let me tell you something, Forrest. I had a friend one time who was living with a female, and he was telling me that he couldn't get her to give him oral sex. And I'm not a big fan of anal sex, but I consider that like a holiday thing or every now and then treat or whatever.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get his woman that he was living with to do anal, to give him oral. I'm sitting up there, I really couldn't believe what he was saying, because I was like, man, you live with a woman and you can't get her to go down on you. I'm like, I can get a blowjob anytime I want it. Like,
mm-hmm.
anytime,
mm-hmm.
any day. Like, it was, you know, it was strange.
Yeah.
But like
a lot of guys
said that. Look, I'm going to take this quick break. Stay with me, everybody. And then, Forrest, I'm going to come back and let you promote your podcast. And I'm going to get some closing statements. I'm going to let caller number one say a couple of things, and we're going to close out. We got about 11 minutes left. So I'm going to go to this quick song, and we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean.
Okay.
Online podcast.
Shout out, Young Swish.
Really do love you. love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay in, stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, as you, I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back, testing. Oh, I had muted. I was muted for a minute. My bad. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. We got about 8 minutes left. Fars.
Yes, sir.
You want to tell my listeners, or you want to give them some phone numbers or tell them something about your podcast?
Well, family, you know, as I was up here with Jay, but what happened was I had so many guests that it made no sense to try to book a guest the early part of the month. I wait for somebody for going into the second month before I could book them. So I said to myself, listen, give them a show, because the person was insightful and they were full of energy and they were spiritual. So I said, well, let them have their own show. So now what I'm doing is I and me and Jay are still connected at the hip. Make no mistake about it, because as I told people last Saturday when I came on, don't throw away my number, the people that listen to me. Keep this brother in tow for Friday. And see, I'm going to show y'all something that our culture, as black people, we don't do. We don't share. It's not like I'm going to do my thing, all right, and forget about this brother. I let people know. Those two people that y'all heard, family, Leon and Sister Adrian. Adrian had a show tonight from 6 to 8. And I said, come on, y'all, let's jump on Jay's show. You see, and Leon has a show on my network on Monday. Okay? So, family, we have to, because some of us still have shackles around our minds as a culture. Support and love one another. Now, if somebody's not deserving of it, just walk a different way. Don't get loud in the street and start cursing and making yourself look like a fool. I went down the Whole Foods down on Broad Street in Newark. Some lady just cursing at the top, making herself look bad. Some of us just make ourselves look bad. Stop that. If you don't like what a person's saying, walk away. All that cussing, acting crazy. But anyway,
Monday through Sunday, all right, I have a different show on every day. Now, tomorrow, Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Pen and paper, everybody, 520-525-8633. I'm going to repeat that very slowly, 520-525-8633. You don't have to press nothing, just hit it. It'll say announce yourself. It'll say ding, and then you just listen to the show. And then the rest will be, now I have an open form. I have an option of Q&A like Jay has over here, but I'm going to keep it open. Because I know you're going to come up there and know how to act, all right? If you don't know how to act, we're going to teach you how to act, all right, if you're willing to want to learn. If you're not willing, if you're like a knucklehead, just stay in your own lane. But anyway, you got to come check us out tomorrow night. And that right behind me is Great Space. We have two shows on tomorrow night. Myself, Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself from 6 to 8, and Great Space with the ladies. All right, they come on from 8:30 to 9:30. All right. Then on Sunday, we got three shows. What in the Cell is going on with April Renee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we got the Financial Duel. Trevor and Alex, they talk about finance and how to make your money. All right, you can learn how to use other people's money for you to make money. They teach you about finance. And at 9, we have the Health Man with Brother Abdul. Brother Leon, who came up here, he's coming on. He comes on at 7 p.m. on Monday. All right. Tuesday, you heard, wait a minute, Jay, it was four people. Miss Carol, she has the pink couch. And first week of every month is just ladies only. No guys could call in. Because ladies, sometimes y'all like to talk, you know, that private conversation. It's called the Pink Couch Tuesdays, and she comes on at 7 o'clock. All right, on the same network. Wednesday, we got my man with eye care. All right, how to take care of your eyes to prevent glaucoma, macular degeneration, and all those type of diseases. Because one day you can be seeing clear, the next minute you might have some blurry vision. So he shows you what to do to help prevent that. Thursday, Beat Cancer Answers. A lot of people have went through a lot of cancer situations, okay? We got my man that gives you the protocol. He has support coaches up here who tell you what to do. If you have a family member, a loved one, or you're going through issues, remission, you're just recovering, you know, they give you the answers on here. And Friday, Miss Adrian, who came up, all right, she talked, she came on there, and she had a very good show. So that's what's going on, y'all. Once again, number before I sign off, 520-525-8633. When you call in that number on any given day, it has the, in case you forgot, there's an itinerary up there that tells you about the day and the time people come on. So once again, support Jay. If you don't come on my show, cool. All right? Or support the other people who have a show. Continue to support this brother, because that's what we have to do. Support each other. Thanks, Jay. That's all I need to say. I know we ain't got much time.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's real, though. Because, you know, it's real because people used to so much divide and conquer.
Yes.
So when you stick together, like people, you know, they don't know how to react to that. You know, but we from the old school. We connected by a lot of things, and we know the unity. What unity could do. I always want to say before I close out that I always want to thank everybody, the people that donate. I have to thank the people that donate to the show. It's always a blessing because when you're doing something that you love to do, like I love doing the podcast, it really feels good to be supported. It really feels good to be admired, or even for people to listen to your show, not alone donate to your show. It really make you feel good inside. So, you know, with that being said, anybody, I always say no donation is too small. No donation is too big. I think everybody should know my Cash App by now, $J, J-A-S-H-O-N-J. I love what I'm doing. It's a gift, and everybody has a gift. You just have to find what it is. That's all. You just have to find what your gift is. I can do this podcast for the next 20 years if I want to, as long as I have people to listen and things to say. Words are power. I mean, that's real. 3058, I know you came on late caller number one. I know you came on late, but you more than a friend to the room. You know, you like family to the room. You always here. And I really appreciate that. I really do. And I know that it's entertaining for you, because I know I hear you say, I'm just waiting for Friday night. You know, and that's a good thing. So, this for you, caller number one, and everybody else out there who's listening, everybody who support me. I want everybody to enjoy their weekend. Stay safe, because I mean the COVID is real. It's still out there. We're going to come back next week. We're going to finish talking about, is your vagina angry? Next week I'm going to talk about, if your vagina could talk, what would it say? And most important, I want everybody to remember, you haven't met everybody in your life that love you yet. There's still somebody out there that love you. And make a vision board. Make a vision board and write the things that you want to happen in the next year, the next 6 months, the next 5 years. Make a vision board and speak it into existence. You have to. And don't worry about the haters. Whatever people think negative of you, it's none of your business. That's their problem. Make your dreams bigger than your fears. And be sick. Be sick of not having money. Be sick of being poor. And say you want to do better. And say you want more. Everybody got a talent. You just have to find what talent you have. If you a person that people call on the phone and vent to, oh, my man doing this. Oh, my job, the people on my job. Oh, my family is driving me crazy. See, you got a gift. You got a gift for hearing people's problems and giving them answers. You part of the solution. You're not part of the problem. That's your gift. If you got a gift with writing, or you might, you always do a school teacher, I mean, utilize it. I tell everybody every week, don't be stagnant. Don't just be. Just don't be in existence. You know, always want more. The only thing that separates rich people from poor people is the way we think. And that's it. That's the only thing that separates rich people from poor people is the way you think. So start thinking positive. Everybody has a gift. And I'm always, I talk like this because it's uplifting. It's motivating. That's why I say things like this on my shows all the time. Be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's real. And that's how I live my life. I'm always challenging myself. I'm always trying to do better. I'm always trying to stay positive. And karma, all karma, karma is not just bad. Karma, you can give out good karma. Don't think you just could give out bad karma. Karma could come back to you good. It just don't have to come back to you bad. See, a lot of people don't know that. When they hear the word karma, they think that means something negative all the time. No. if you do good, karma comes back to you good. Find out what your gift is. Stay positive. And never forget, it's somebody always out there waiting to take your place. It's always a John. It's always a John Dawkins out there. I said that earlier, and I want everybody to remember that. It's always somebody out there waiting to take your spot. So don't never get comfortable. Listen to my man Forrest podcast. If you didn't get all this information, inbox me on Facebook or text me. I'll give you Forrest information. He doing his own thing on his own podcast now, you know, and it make me feel good. I'm proud because he started doing podcasts because of me. I remember when he first started, when he had like 2 or 3, 4 people listening.
Mm-hmm.
And he would ask me how many callers, or ask Dre how many callers he had, or me how many callers I had. And I would be like, yeah, you got people listening. I didn't want to kill his motivation. I didn't want to kill his vision. And now look. Now look where he at. And the sky's the limit. He not going to stop there, and I'm not going to stop there. And long as I can help him, I will. And long as he can help me, I know he will. And that's why I want all my listeners to tune into his show, just like his listeners tonight tuned into my show. Because a couple of people who usually be on my show didn't come through. So the people that he told came through and helped out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way. It go both ways. And if it don't reach the people tonight, that's okay. Because next week I'm gonna be right here again promoting his podcast, and he's gonna be doing the same thing for me.
That's right.
And if he can get one person to listen, then he made a purpose. If I can get one person to listen to his podcast, then I feel good about that. I'm 8 minutes over the show. We stopped taping like 8 minutes ago. I'm getting ready to end this right now. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Everybody, you know, thanks again. I really appreciate it because I say you don't have to be here with me. You could be anywhere doing anything, but you're here listening to my podcast. All the people on the line, all the people that clicked on the links, all my supporters, all my donators, everybody that just believes in me, man, my heart goes out to everybody because I'm up here doing the best that I could do every Friday. I'm studying. I was stuck on a turnpike an hour tonight. I came home. I ate. I took a shower, and I still did the show, and it was a great show. Thanks to Adrian, Leon, Forrest, caller number one, and all the people on the phone line. Even if you didn't press one, you're still part of the family and everybody on the links. So with that being said, we'll see you next Friday. Don't forget, Forrest got his podcast tomorrow night. And if you need the information, hit me up. And that's it. We'll see you next week. Love is love. Peace is peace. This is Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, signing off, the relationship guru. Still Mr. F. Love until further notice. Peace.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me. Come take a walk with me. Grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro. Make you understand.
You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get drunk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.